The gold rush of 1849 was crucial to the settlement of California, but state regulators have made it clear that big gold mines are a thing of the past. Yesterday, the California State Mining and Geology Board unanimously passed strict new regulations on what's called open pit mining. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The board said that in the future, any open pit mining company would have to fill in the gigantic craters in the landscape created by that kind of mining. That makes it the toughest regulation of pit mining in the United States. The rule, however, doesn't apply to mines already operating. Those craters are here to stay. Alan Jones, chairman of the Mining and Geology Board, says board members recognize that a lot has changed since the early days of California gold mining.
That mining was done in areas with very high concentrated amounts of gold where shaft mining, underground mining occurred. Now what is left are very low-grade ores where the only manner in which the gold can be extracted is to excavate an immense amount of the landscape and to remove the very minute quantities of gold. And then what is left is a very impacted and damaged landscape.
The ruling was triggered by a battle over open pit mining near Death Valley National Park, where the mining company Canyon Resources wanted to expand its current operations onto a mountain range just outside the park. Park officials and conservationists objected, saying that the proposed 80-acre pit, along with huge piles of waste and 25 miles of road, would permanently scar one of the best views from the park. There was also worry that chemicals leaching out from huge piles of waste next to the mines would pollute water in the area. Richard Devoto, the CEO of Canyon Resources, has no doubts about the consequences of the new regulation.
This rule will essentially prohibit new metal mining in the state for all but the rarest of occurrences of underground operations, which could be opened on very high-grade deposits that are rarely found and rarely developed.
Mining Board Chairman Alan Jones insisted today that the new rule does not ban open pit mining, but Devoto disagrees and says his company will not do any further exploration on its site near Death Valley. The mine the company is working now is just about played out.
The mine would have to stop operations as soon as we've exhausted the known reserves.
The company says under the new rule, reclamation costs on the proposed mine would jump from $3 million to $50 million to backfill the hole. The mine employs 135 people in Inyo County, where local officials supported the expansion. Also supporting the new mine was the Federal Bureau of Land Management. The Bush administration has been generally supportive of the mining industry, but regulation of mine reclamation has been left to the states, and in this case, the state ruling trumps the federal ruling. Several other mines stand to lose as well, including one that's near a site sacred to the Ketchin Indian tribe. Environmentalists hope that the California ruling will prod other western states into adopting similar restrictions. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.